Thanks for joining us for this edition of Forward Church Online. Today's podcast was recently recorded at one of our live worship experiences. We hope you enjoy today's message. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
So last Sunday, I wasn't ministering the Word, but the Word was ministering to me. And as I sat in the service, it was a great time of worship, but I was moved by the worship for the Word. I was waiting for all of that to get its place so that the Word of God could be given. And when the pastor stood, I received the word of the Lord. It was a powerful word by a man whose heart was on fire for God. I want to encourage you as members of the body of Christ to always enter in and receive worship and give worship, but then prepare yourself for that intimate moment with God's word. Let me explain it to you this way in a romantic sense. Romance, I'm speaking about covenant relationships now, okay? Romance is to build for intimacy. Worship is a romantic moment in God's presence so that he can prepare us for his word. So that the word can be dropped down into our spirits and then we can feed off of that word until the next time we hear the word. That's the power of God's word. How many know that every one of us can choose where we want to eat? There are some places I would rather not eat, but there are places that I would prefer to eat. I bet you think I'm talking about food. I'm talking about spiritual food. I want to be under the sound of the gospel so that my spirit man, which is going to live eternally, is fed properly. As you continue through this journey, depending on how long God gives every one of us to live, you want to be under the sound of the gospel. Let me explain it to you this way. There are many coaches, but not all are great coaches. Like, if I can sit in the room and listen to a Coach K versus someone who's just coaching off the streets, I want to hear what Coach K has to say. Does that make sense? Like the legendary NBA athlete who Billy Donovan brought in many years ago. See, I'm really not talking about sports, but when I found out that he was going to be there, I made sure I was down front and I had my notebook ready so I could get everything he was talking about. Because it wasn't just about coaching. It wasn't just about sports. It was about living, how he was able to come out of West Virginia, out of a no place, and go all the way into the Hall of Fame. You want to listen to people who've come from nowhere and arrived safely. Come on now. So I want to encourage you this morning, like I can still feed on what God gave last Sunday. I want to be under the sound of the word to where it just so neutralizes darkness and it just begins to open up the heavens and it begins to feed my spirit so that I know that I'm a solid rock follower of Jesus Christ. Yes? Solid rock is where we're going again this morning. And I want to share with you a story that I haven't even thought about until this morning, and the Holy Spirit brought it back to my attention. So far, we've found out that rock solid people are relationship built people. And that relationship, first of all, starts with God, and then it begins to expand out. Someone was saying in one of the books that I'm reading for my next course, they were saying great organizations are built on long-term relationships. They asked Coach K at the University of Duke, "Why have you been so successful as a head coach?" He said, "Because I love the athletes more than I love winning." Now that's class act stuff right there. Let's explain to you this way. There are many who can teach God's word who don't love God's people. They're just real good at speaking. But what God wants us to be are individuals here and out there who absolutely demonstrate that we are rock solid. What does that mean? That we are built on a relationship with Jesus Christ, and then that we are built on relationships where we're helping other people. Yes? Rock solid people are also, by the way, this is just a review, and repetition is the way that you grow. Quote from John Wooden, who was a very godly man, not just a coach, not just a teacher. Repetition is the way that you can grow academically. You can grow financially. Oh, by the way, we were having devotions last night, and I just want to pass this out, and maybe somebody would like this. Bob Gass said this, you can never manage what you're not willing to measure. So if you're not managing and not taking care of your finances, you're not doing very well as a steward in the kingdom. And the enemy will break down your rock solid walk. And that brings us to the letter O, and it's all about obedience. One church. A few moments ago, there was a gentleman up here singing, and he talked about a king who came without a crown. But that baby king tore up Herod. Tore Herod up, because Herod could not believe that there would be two kings in the kingdom. But what he didn't understand, there's only one king with an eternal kingdom. And it was Jesus Christ. He came without a throne. He came without a crown as a lamb. But when he returns, he's coming as the lion from the tribe of Judah. He is no wimp. And he is worthy of your obedience. God never called you to obey people. God called you to obey Jesus. Ooh. And then when you obey Jesus Christ, you're willing to make sacrifices for people. Your allegiance isn't to people, it's to the one who died on the cross. Listen closely. Paul said to the Jewish people, I'm in the book of Romans, he said to the Jewish people, I would be willing to lay my life down if they would come to Christ. But that's not significant because I can't win the Jews, but I can point them to the one who died for them. He is their Messiah. Not only is he the Jewish Messiah, he's our Messiah. And all we have to do is come to him. And that's obedience. But this morning I want to move now away from, we're talking about rock solid, and that's what I'm wanting to see in the school system. I want to see seniors who are graduating, walking across that campus and out the doors, becoming rock solid citizens. Some on to college, some into their careers, but no one stumbling and no one losing their way and no one committing suicide. Rock solid. Rock solid. So rock solid, we're going to look at the letter C. We're going to start it this morning and may not get it all in this morning, so we'll come back next week. But here's the story. And some of you are going to go, wow, how bogus. But if it was so bogus, why would it be so resonating in my mind and my heart at this age when it happened way back when I was just a little boy? Here's the story. Every summer I used to go to my grandparents' farm. I loved going to the farm for a short time. I didn't want to work on the farm. I just liked being at the farm. Now you can transfer that. I love coming to church, but I don't really want to work in the body of Christ. See how that works? I want to make sure that you understand that if it's not practical, it wasn't biblical. Because everything that Jesus did was not only biblical, it was practical. And that's why it messed up all the religious people, because he tore up all of their traditions that didn't align with the kingdom. He is establishing his kingdom in the hearts and minds of people. And Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's Hebrews chapter 13 and about verse 8. So that means everything Jesus did back when he was here, he's still doing it today through us. But we just can't visit the farm. We got to be willing to work on the farm. And this is a good church where people are working and serving. And many of you have come to me over the last year and said to me, you know, we know your plate is really full, so we'll help in other areas. That tells me you're alive and doing well. That was a compliment, by the way. And so every Sunday, we always went to church. So it didn't matter if I was home under the ministry of my dad or if I was my grandparents, we went to church on Sundays. And it was kind of a big cathedral kind of church. And my grandparents always sat down front. Like, what in the heck? Like, that's not where kids want. By the way, congratulations. Well, kind of kid, young adult. Congratulations for our young people that are down front. That's really cool. But I wasn't even their age. I was probably 8 to 10 years of age. And so we're sitting down front, and there's a missionary that's going to be there on Sunday morning, and that's exciting to me. And I always wanted the Lord to call me to the mission field, but I always thought it would be outside the United States. Oh, he did call, but it was going to be inside the United States. See, he makes the call, and we answer the phone. Come on, church. He makes the call, we answer the phone. We don't make the call, and he doesn't answer the phone. See how we've gotten it backwards? See how you can really get yourself away from solid Coach K teaching, godly leadership in the church? Because it's so easy to get caught up with the culture. I turned to Robin the other night and I said, you know what? I got a problem with this program that we're watching. She said, why is that? I said, it's everything I'm dealing with in schools. Why would I want to sit here and watch this when I see it every... I said it to you a few moments ago. If it's not practical, it probably wasn't biblical. That's how inundated we are with our culture, and we think the culture of this nation is a reflection of his kingdom. It's not. The Bible says that his kingdom suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Now, I'm not talking about bearing arms. I'm talking about in the prayer chamber. Someone came to the school a week ago and asked if they could come in and pray. And we did that. And we prayed and we talked, and I said to him, I said, I'm a kingdom person, not a church person. Hell is filled with people who went to church and never came to Christ. Because they had agendas for going to church. God had an agenda, and he released his only begotten son into a world that rejected him. And the world's still rejecting him. And many churches isolate him. Like, we'll take it for a little bit, but we're not sure about the supernatural. We're not sure about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We're not sure about divine healing. Why not? It's all in the scriptures. We're not sure about people being set free from demonic influence. Why not? Jesus cast out devils all the time. I thought he was your hero. Come on, church. We like to read about history. We just don't want to see history today. I'm talking about the history of the kingdom. Come on, church. If I was sitting where you're sitting this morning, I would just be so inundated and so overwhelmed. I'm not talking about the speaker. I'm talking about the Word of God, so that I'm taking things that will absolutely go deep into my spirit, and I can ponder and I can think and I can be like Mary of old and say, she did this and so will I. And Mary treasured all these things in her heart. Do we come in asking God, fill my tank, fill my well, and give me something that I can treasure all week and think about that and dwell upon that so that I can grow more and more like Christ? That was the key right there. And so we're sitting down front, and the missionary is introduced, and the key right there that will unlock every door for your future, Christ. presence of the Lord. I was at the school yesterday. And before I left, I was reflecting back across those who have served at the high school and those administrators that have been in that office. And I just got down on my knees in the office and the door opened. And it didn't matter if anybody was coming down the hall. And I said, I don't even know how you did this. I don't even know how this happened. But I know your hand is on my life, and I know that you have me here for a reason, and I can't figure it out. Is anybody identifying maybe wherever you are and wherever God's leading you? Maybe you're wondering, how in the world is this going to happen? And how did you get me to this level? It's because of who He is in you. And the Bible says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. I gave you the key the second time. The name of Christ, the name of Jesus, can unlock your future. You don't have to bow to people. You know, we already covered Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel was a separate situation. See, that's the key that drives many organizations. And for many, the church has become an organization. If you will bow to this, and you will bow to that, and you will bow to these leaders, you'll be amazed at what they can do. No one's name is greater than the name of Christ. You don't have to bow to anyone but the name of Jesus. I'm not asking for you to become defiant and belligerent. I'm just simply saying, when God puts you in a place you've never been before, would you be willing to get on your knees and go, I don't even know how this has happened, but I know I'm here because of you. Christ in me, the hope of glory. And so we're sitting down front, and the missionary comes up to the front. And I'm thinking, okay, this is what I want. I want to hear these stories. But he doesn't open up the Bible. Oh, he's the man of God. I'm looking at my grandparents, who are rock solid people. And then all of a sudden, the house lights come down. Now, you got to know, this was like 200 years ago, okay? So ancient, way back. And this reel-to-reel projector comes on. I told you 200 years ago. And they were cute back in the day. I love messing with young people. The lights are down, and the projector comes up. And it's a reel-to-reel. Anybody remember those days? Come on. Oh, there's a few of you here. Hot dog. Woo-hoo. Some of you were kind of like, that could be me. Yes, that's me. And I'm thinking, all right, whoa, we're going to get to see things from another country. And I'm sitting in between my grandfather and my grandmother. I wonder why. We're not going to talk about what I could have been, was back in those days. That's why I can identify with young people. But I'm sitting in between them, and I get a nudge. Hold on. I thought he was going to bring God's word today. He hasn't done anything but told stories. Get ready. I've unlocked for you twice that the key to being rock solid is Christ. Not culture, not church, not citizenship, but Christ. Christ. So Curtis O'Dell, that was his name. I never called him that. He was a farmer. Hello? You don't mess with farm men. Not back in that day. There were some bad dogs. And they had hound dogs, too. But they were just bad. Those kind of men right there. He went, I looked at him. He went, what the heck? Remember where we're seated now? Down front in this big cathedral church in Wadsworth, Ohio. And he stands up thinking, is he going to the altar? They haven't even started the reel-to-reel projector. What's he doing? He's getting up. This man's not right. And you're thinking, yeah, we can see that. And then I'm still sitting there like, and then I see my grandmother stand up. Well, there's not much options left. I better get up. And so I get up, and right down the aisle, there he goes. He's leaving. The service. It's not bad when you want to leave from the back. But what are you doing sitting down front leaving? You talk about being embarrassed. You talk about being humiliated. And you feel like everybody's watching you. You know they're not, but you feel like, come on now. And so out of that church we go, and we get outside walking. And I said to him, and it's like, this story is ridiculous. I said, Grandpa, what happened? He said, son, we drive all the way from Creston to Wadsworth to hear the word of God. I don't come to church to watch movies or videos. I think there was another term he used. I'm going, this man's weird. So we just go to the car and get in. I'm in the back seat. And that was the end of the story, and that's the end of the discussion. But it has remained in my life all these years because he taught me something that I'll never forget. And I'm not putting down real to real. And I'm not putting down anything that's on this screen. What I am talking to you about is this. There are shepherds that are not feeding the sheep. And we talk about not having rock-solid kids. Well, we don't even have rock-solid adults. And you know what? It's not just a reflection on our schools. It's a reflection upon churches where pastors are not telling them about Christ. I'm not your leader. He is. I have been thinking all these days away from school, that's 2 weeks, about Tom Hammonds and Kelly Shepherd, two elders who were by my side, who are now in the presence of the Lord, and I leaned heavily upon them, as I do the two men that are here this morning. And the Lord is trying to teach me, He is my rock. He is your rock. He is the only one that can take you through the storms of life. Not drugs, not alcohol, not multiple relationships, not finances, not better cars, not bigger homes. It is Christ and Christ alone. And watch this. If this has been boring to you, you're building on the sand. Oh, by the way. Jesus said there's only two options. I love him because he gives you an option. You may build your life on the sands of time, upon the culture of the day, or whatever is stated out in Hollywood, to the Midwest, to the Northeast, to the South, however it rolls, you can build that way, but I tell you that the sand will shift, or you can build on the rock, and the rock is Christ. Come on, church. Okay, we're about to get to the text to get started, and then I'll stop for today. There was a prophetic leader in the Old Testament who was told what to do with that rock in the Old Covenant, how many times to hit that rock, and he made his mind up he was going to hit it more than what he was told. How many remember that story? And it was a big mistake on his part because that rock was to be symbolic of the new covenant and the rock, Christ Jesus, who came into this world without a throne, who came into this world without a crown, but who's in our presence today wanting to know one thing. Is Dennis Weber lifting up himself? Is he lifting up the ministry? Is he lifting up the church? Or is he lifting me up? And Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. So who are you lifting up? And who's being attracted to Christ? That's the most important thing, is that people through your life are being attracted not to you, but to Christ. Come on, church. So when I get home, and I don't know when that will be, I'm going to say thank you, because I never thanked him. I wanted to actually cuss at him. I want to thank Curtis O'Dell, my grandfather, for that moment. Some could be sitting here right now going, how religious can you be to do that? But he was making a strong statement that everything about the Weber household, and oh, by the way, seven of my aunts were horseback riding ministers of the gospel in the state of Indiana. Horseback. In the Methodist conference. Horseback. Horseback. Not vehicles. Horseback. And what he was saying then, lest I bore you, was this. Everything about us in our legacy is built on Christ and Christ alone. There was no theological discussion. There was no further talk in the vehicle. He had made his statement that it's about Christ. Whew. Glory. And so I thank him this morning. And I want to introduce to you this morning, just a few moments together before we close, how you and I can remain rock solid. And you must start with Christ and Christ alone. Let me share these things with you. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. That's a hymn. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Daddy, if you don't mind me using that term, that's called respect, young people. Not my old man. See, about right now, and of course I'm not trying to plug this, but right now would have been a real good time. Please don't do it at this point, for the adults to go, well, praise God. Because we just got a survey back at the middle high school, and one of the biggest deficiencies we're dealing with, thanks to our culture, is the lack of respect. You'll never hear me say old man about my dad. That's my daddy. That's my daddy. And I'm way up in years. And some of you would say, yeah, way out over the years. But he's still daddy to me. He'll always be daddy. But let me share with you what my dad used to say to us in our family devotions. Didn't make a bit of sense back there, young people. Today it makes the world to me. He used to say in our devotions, always make Jesus Christ preeminent in your life. That's first. That's first. Not your career. Not your college scholarship. Not your finances. Not your home. Not your boat. Make Christ first. Let's see if Daddy was right. Maybe he's in the balcony this morning watching, going, wow, after all these years, I can say that verse is true. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Parents, do not give up training your children. I was one of the worst knuckleheads as a high school student. But train up your children in the way they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. I will not depart. I will never depart. Because there was a rock-solid grandfather. There was a rock-solid father. Come on, men. Are you catching? Young men and young ladies need to see Christ in men. Most of the time, they can see Christ in mama. Most of the time, they can see Christ in grandma. But what young men and what young ladies need to see is Christ in men. That's what makes the difference. And so I want to invite men today to pick up the key. And that key is Christ. And say to yourself every day, my relationship with Christ is first and foremost. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And also I will walk in obedience to him every day. And Christ will be at the forefront of everything that I do and everything that I say. Christ and Christ alone. So my dad said, what? Make him preeminent. Let's see if that's biblical. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these other things. Can I tell y'all something? Let me talk to young people for a second. Well, that's all of us. Because see, in the kingdom, we all come in as infants, babies. Why can't we get that? Man, the Holy Spirit is so powerful. Do you have just a few more moments? Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, left heaven and came into this world as a baby. When you come into the kingdom, the family of God, it doesn't matter if you're 20, 30, 40, 10, 50, or 60, you will become a baby and grow from there. Have you got that? Have you got that? I'll come back in just a few moments to close out about our young people and then all of us. Philippians chapter 2, verse 10 and 11. I'm just going to give you the first one this morning, and then I want to close because the Spirit of the Lord is going to have a unique closing for our service this morning. Philippians 2, 10 and 11. So that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow. So that wasn't a mistake yesterday when I took a few moments. And yes, I have to confess, I kind of looked down the hallway because, you know, I certainly don't want anyone to think like, dang, that's a crazy principle. So I did kind of look down the hall and there was nothing there and it was dark. And I just bowed there in the office and I've already shared that with you. So if you have a hard time bowing here, because the Bible says every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ, there it is Lord, and it's to the glory of the Father. So when I preach this morning in these moments about Christ, I'm actually bringing glory to the Father. And that's what it's all about. One other verse, and I want you to know what God has made available to you and I this morning. Colossians 2:10, last verse. For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. And in Christ, you have been brought to fullness. He's the head over every power and authority. ISIS has nothing on Christ. All of the world wars had nothing on Christ. Let me read it again. For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. That means when he was in that trough, that feeding trough, all the fullness of God was right there in that baby. And in Christ, you have been brought to fullness. He's the head over every power and authority. Here's what he's asking of us this morning. Can I be your authority? Can I be your authority? Can I be your authority? What does that mean? He will be the pulling guard on every play. He will be the blocking guard on every punt. He will defend you. I had one of the men, and sometimes it races so much, it's like, Holy Spirit, help me so I don't miss anything. One of our men came up to me this morning and talked about the shield of faith. I'd rather put up his shield of faith than mine. The shield of faith will cover you. The shield of faith will protect your family. The shield of faith will keep you safe on the campus. The shield of faith will protect your future. The shield of faith. But here's the deal. You've got to come under his authority. You got to be willing to go, I'm done being the authority figure. Oh, I'll stand in my position that he's given to me, but I will take authority and all that he has to say to me because he is an authority. Watch this. We're done, by the way. In a moment, I'm going to have one of our educators come up. I'm going to show you how the Holy Spirit would like for us to close. No, let me change that. We're going to get to see how he wants to close. Because right now I'm a little clueless, but I'm obedient. I'm a little clueless, but I'm obedient. I want to be around people who don't know, but they know how to be obedient. Because obedient people get the job done. Always. So, Miss Susie, come on up. She's not being suckered in. She's not being shocked. Thank you, Amy, for having that moment so that we could come on. So that we could be able to kind of talk to each other. So I walked over there while we were engaging and sharing. And I said, I'm so glad you're a teacher. And I said, I'm going to need you in the service. I'm going to need you in the message. I thought it was going to be on the front end, but it's actually going to be here on the back end. I'm going to have her share with you, and if I could get some background music, that'll help us to be very comfortable and relaxed. I said to her, I want you to share what you said to all of us in the prayer circle. By the way, the prayer circle's open. Anyone that wants to come at 9 o'clock, it's not weird. We just come in and pray. We pray for you. We pray for others. We pray for the sick. I believe in divine healing. I believe that Jesus can restore, so do you. And as she got ready to pray, she just began to pray. But sometimes the Lord asked me to really listen and pay attention. Hello? Does he you? Like, pay attention. Yes, Lord. Yes, sir. Are you talking to me like a baby? Like a lamb or the lion? Come on now. Today he's the lion of the tribe of Judah. He said, pay attention. Listen. And as she began to pray, she mentioned this four times. There's something that God wants to do in this Tri-County area. I'm going to give her a moment to share what that word was. It was a word, and she kept using it. And then in a moment, I'm going to invite individuals, and maybe this morning just stand, because I got a feeling there's going to be quite a few that, excuse me, they're going to respond to go, yep, I'm going to align myself with his authority. You'll have less losses this year. By the way, that was big to me when I was coaching. I hated losing. I don't like to lose. Neither did he. That's why he came to die for us. Whosoever will may come. That's what he said. But maybe you'll want in just a few moments to stand and go, you know what? I want that starting now into 2018, and I'm going to come under his authority. Amen. So, you know I have great respect and honor for you as an educator, and you've always done a great job in the years that you and I have been together. And I've always tried to establish honor in the house of the Lord. And so we're going to take a moment to honor Christ in you, the hope of glory. But I believe there's some men, too, that know Christ. And your day may come, so keep coming to church. I'll come see you and call you. Treat it like if Jesus was walking up to you and go, I need you. But I want you to share with the families what you shared in the prayer. Just let it flow, because there was that one word. And then we're going to give individuals an opportunity to be able to stand and to say, you betcha. You'll see the connection in just a moment. It's all about Christ and what he wants to speak into our lives when we come under his authority. You can do one or two things. When the spring rain comes, you can walk out there without an umbrella, or you can walk with an umbrella. The storms of life are going to come against every one of us. Come under his authority, and Christ will protect you. Share if you will, please.
This morning, my part was to pray for the school districts and the new school plans. And the only thing that I could think of was the word new. You know, all of us, or y'all that's left school for the semester, you want to put behind you what's already been there. You're going to start anew. You're going to be new come this week. So leave it there. As Bradley said, leave it and go anew. Be new. Then we were talking about even the administrators. I was talking about the administrators and the everybody that has involved with the district. Let it be new when you start back. Same with us in church or in our community, in our home. Forget the past and be new. Be new. And he said, I said it four times. I don't remember saying it four times, but It is a powerful word. New is. Just like Paul, we want you to have a new body. We want your We want your body to be new. So anybody that feels like they've had a burden and they can't do it, start new today, right now. And we would like to have new people in our prayer group also. So just come.
Stay right there. Sweetheart, if you'll come down, please, and be by my side, because we're going to start a new relationship. Baby. Come on down here, girl. Anybody that can drive 90 miles an hour can have me. Church, you do not know this girl right here. Lord Jesus, have mercy. All right, it was 86, one time 90. And she looked at me and she went, whoops. Whoops. And then she said, everybody else is. And I, of course, being the smart person that I am, meaning smart with my mouth sometimes, I said, everybody else going to hell. We're going to hell too. And that was the end of that conversation. I love you so much. Feels nice to be tall. I'm going to step down in a second, because there's no lording. We're under his authority. But if you would like, in a moment, then here's what's going to happen. One of our educators. See, just because you retire doesn't mean you're no longer an educator. Good gracious. She's going to pray over all of us. Okay? Brent is so thankful not to be here today. He was going to be coming out of the dugout. If you would like to stand, I want to make sure we get this clear. You want to see God do new things in your life in 2018. What is the... Look at this. The key is this. Come under his authority. Let me come down to where you are. Church, if you'll come under God's authority, he'll bring new things. Come back and see me at the end of the year and see if I've lied to you. That's one of the things the Webbers never tolerated growing up. There was to be no lying in our home. No lying. None. But you go ahead now after the service and you start looking for, maybe you want to start writing down some things where you want God to do something new. Put yourself under his authority. Just put it under his authority. Not a church's authority, not a pastor's authority. Put yourself under his authority. Okay? And see what God does in 2018. God's going to do something new in our relationship. Okay? Maybe he can speed me up. I don't know. Okay, in a moment now. God's healing your body. I forgot one other thing. Carl, if you'll come, please, I want you to anoint Paul as she's praying. See, I just about missed the Holy Spirit right there, church. I just want you, she's going to be praying, so pray softly, but I want you to anoint Paul. And if I can get a couple of the men just to come stand right there, too. God's going to do a new work in your body, brother. And I know you fought to be here today. I know you fought to come in here today. Okay, Susie, you get to close us in prayer. We're all standing, believing God for new things in the coming year. Okay? Just new things in our lives. All right? We can live in Levy County and have new things. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm excited. Man, I'm excited about the new things that God's going to be doing in our lives.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Forward Church Online. At Forward, we believe that God speaks to each one of us individually, directing our lives and giving us focus. It is our desire that you would experience Christ and pursue his purpose for your life. One of the easiest ways to draw close to God is by connecting with the local church. Get started today by visiting myforwardchurch.org to find out all the ways that you can give, serve, and grow.